You are listening to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Oh, there.
Oh, there, yes, please. If you wouldn't mind, you seem to be on speakerphone.
No, I'm not on speakerphone. I'm on my earphones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, that's better.
Good afternoon.
Yes, we're live on Revolution Radio, on Wolf Spirit Radio, but we also have to go live on Revolution Radio Studio A, which I'm just going to bring into the call. Now, there might be some other music, so we're gonna have to deal with two loads of adverts. It's just a bit weird. Unless, Hawk is there that can do the hookup, with us, but we're gonna add... You see, we've got all this stuff here.
More info.
Good afternoon and good evening, everybody. Obviously, this isn't Lorien Fenton. Lorien is traveling tonight on a plane, and we don't know when she's going to touch down in the air again. No, but oh God, Muhammad Ali is dead. Poetry is dead. So this is JP. So while we're not only simulcasting Wolf Spirit Radio, we're simulcasting Revolution Radio Studio A. So welcome to Journeys, those who are usual Phantom Perspective people who take the Phantom Perspective. This is the P Perspective. And tonight my guest is astrologer and other kinds of prediction, Elizabeth Joyce. We've had a bit of a difficult sort of entry to here because we've got these two stations going on at the same time. We are going to get a break at half an hour as well, unless Hawk can do something about that. But thank you very much for coming on, Elizabeth. And we've got some movement, so I'm going to hand it right over to you.
Well, thank you, Jay, and of course I'm excited because there's so much going on and it's happening so fast. I know that the world seemed like it slowed down from January until June, and a lot of people are going, when is everything going to start moving again? We've had five planets retrograde. Well, it's starting with this new moon that we enjoyed over the weekend, and the new moon was in Gemini, and now we're going to start having a lot of calls and start getting your ideas together. It's best to write down and focus on that which you want to create over the next couple of years. This is the time. Next week is a glorious week, and it's a week of getting things done. It's a week of working out anything that you have to work out with somebody, whether it's a business plan or whether it's I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it type of thing. This is the week to negotiate and bring yourself up to a understanding and a harmonious feeling of love, because we have Venus conjuncting the sun, and that's always exciting.
So is that a Venus transit?
Yes.
Venus is actually passing too across the front of the sun.
Correct, and it's doing something with Mars, I forget, but whatever it is, it's very positive.
Because, I mean, the a Venus transit literally deposits stuff on our planet.
And this is a day of love. Mm. Today is supposed to be a real day of love and connecting with some true friends that you may not have thought were friends. If you've talked to somebody from out of the past and you said, oh my gosh, I haven't heard from you in a couple of years, well, that's a true friend.
Ah,
and it will be, the planets will be bringing signs to us all week. It's time to do your future research project. It's time to get focused on what you really want to do. So many people call me, Jay, and they say, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, you're supposed to be doing exactly what you are doing. And if you think that you're going in a new direction, that's okay too. You certainly can, but you have to let the universe show you. And that can be a little bit difficult. So the Sun meets Venus today, and there's going to be a lot of fun with people, and it's moving into Cancer. The Moon has moved into Cancer, which is, of course, the mother, and having support, being emotionally supportive, maybe having a nice meal together. But it's a feel-good week until we get to Thursday. Now, Thursday, we've got...
When you say a real good week, it's like you got 2 days. You got Tuesday and Wednesday to enjoy, and
Monday,
then...
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. No, actually, the whole week, except Thursday, there's just a little bump.
So it's not like Thursday things are going to go all turn bad, Thursday might be a bit challenging. What's Thursday's challenge?
Just be careful. Thursday, you have to be careful about the car that cuts in front of you or the person that makes a sarcastic remark. Just try not to respond. And just let it go. Just know that it is a very brief moment in your life. In fact, last week I had predicted that it was a little energetically crazy out there and that somebody could get a traffic ticket. And a girl called me from California and wanted to know how I knew that she was going to get a traffic ticket. I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, this is one of the things that, when you're thinking and connecting with energies on an archetypal level, then you are going to be speaking archetypally, which means that an archetype is somebody that potentially represents hundreds of thousands of people.
That's right, and that's what my predictions do represent.
Yes, and it's...
And I find that they're quite accurate, Jay. Mm. Heaven knows why.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and this is why one of the reasons that I really want to bring you on the show... because now a couple of years ago you came on to Jessica's show, Jessica Morocco.
Right.
And you looked at my chart and you looked at Jessica's chart and you said, said, you know, we had these past life things, and then you said, you're gonna create something like a network and it's gonna be big and the world is gonna the world is going to receive it well.
Yes, you know. They'll receive it well and be open to it.
Yes. So anyway, it's about 1 year ago now. It's 1 year ago this Thursday, which is why interesting Thursday popped up. This Thursday will be the first anniversary of the Andronicus transmissions.
Oh, wonderful.
So what happened was that Jessica was doing a regular reading on somebody, and you know, because she's a medium, she sees these, you know, these beings, and she talks to the beings, and, you know, ghost whisper. So she's talking with these, and then suddenly this character appears and says, "Hello, my name's Andronicus, and you know, la la la. Would you mind, you know, having a conversation?" So she wrote down the conversation, and she came on the show. Her regular show, and said, "Look, JP, instead of a guest today, what I'd like you to do is to read this out for me because you're a male voice, all right? Would you do that?" And I said, "Oh, okay." So I just read this thing, this message from this person, and it was fascinating. It was very fascinating. And when I read it out, I thought, oh, that's pretty cool, quite interesting stuff. And it was about a being who was like, they were in a slave race, like they'd been taken prisoner by the reptilians and mind controlled and all this stuff, and they were in the process of defeating them, and he was kind of reaching out with his mind to this, you know, but they weren't humans, this is other beings from Andromeda. Anyway,
that's
so
correct.
So this connection didn't go away. We thought this was, you know, this thing, you know, it's just like, I'll read it out. So, and then she came back the next week and said, he came back with another one. And so I read it out. And then the third week, it's him, and then he's talking about other people. And so we're now 1 year in. And I think there must be at least 14 characters. And I've been voicing and improvising all of these voices. It's like, because...
Oh, that's
like,
nice.
And I'm reading it out cold.
I have a new connection. And my new connection came in, I'm going to say, around October of last year when I released my book on the new chakras. And the being's name is Mentor. And he's supposed to be right next to St. Michael and his legions of angels as the director of all entities who speak to the planet Earth. So he's the top drawer, as they say. And he's just called Mentor, which of course means great teacher. And he's been very interesting. He really has. He says we're entering the ascension portal. And this is going to go on until, let's see, I wrote it down, 2026. We're at the time of, it's exciting, but it's not going to be easy. For upliftment, we're entering the ascension portal, and we're opening up the eighth and ninth chakras, which is going to bring us upliftment. And did you read the Celestine Prophecy?
Oh, yes.
Back when Redfield wrote it, what did he write it in, 2010, someplace right there, where he said that if they raised their vibration, they would disappear from the people that were lower vibration? That was the basis of the book.
Yes, indeed. These Mayan people just zoned out. They phased out.
And that's exactly what happens here. So that as you open to the ascension portal, you don't have to worry about wars or rumors of wars. You don't have to worry about the country or your money because you're protected. You will be directed. You will be lifted up. There's times when I have felt angel wings under my arms pulling me along in a new direction. And it's an overwhelming feeling. It's a complete feeling of trust. And I really honor it.
So that's a lovely feeling, and it gives you a great deal of confidence to move in the world.
It does give you confidence.
That you're not alone, and that you're, even though all the bombardment of pressure is like, oh, you're just an individual. Individual, you can't be divided.
Not individual, it's capability.
Yeah.
First of all, everything that happens, Jay, is chemical, and it's electricity. So it's not really our minds as much as the electricity that's going through our minds that creates our reality. And when you align yourself, you can cure yourself, you can help others, and you can manifest perfection. It takes time, but you have a blueprint. Every one of us has a blueprint, and everyone is here to do something. It doesn't mean that we're here for a specific mission, per se, but it does mean that we are here to accomplish upliftment of our soul. We're supposed to live our lives so that our soul experiences things, realizes what they are, realizes what is being learned while they may experience something uncomfortable, and then grows in awareness. So growing in awareness and opening up to a new way of being is what this is all about. And this is going to really start hitting home next year after the election, after the U.S. election.
So I mean, to a lot of my audience, this might not sound like a new revelation, but you're talking, this is on a mass scale. We've been talking about maybe hundreds of thousands of people who have been into meditation and learning about the whole process of the Rothschilds and the whole, the Vatican, and learning about, how the world really is run. Mainly by the negative side of it, in that they're all linked together by this weird pedophile network, satanic network, and all of that stuff. So we've been discovering it from the other side of the occult. This is the effects of it.
Well, my side is the new spiritual chakras, the ability to raise yourself up, the energetic presence on other planes, which is why people can talk to people in another dimension, the cosmic awareness that you recognize that we have cosmic brothers and sisters, and that they are really here. A lot of them are here to help us get rid of our limitations and bring us and create experiences of integration. Now, the integration is the light, Jay. It's the light. It's the electricity. It's the plug. It's the ability to steer the ship or fly the plane that we never knew that we had before. So that's self-confidence. being able to think and project and create, being able to write out your business plan and execute it and have it successful. That's what we're learning. Plus, we have to learn all of our karmic assignments that we chose to learn before we were born. That's our, that's in our consciousness that we have to, it's not in our Akashic records, it's in our divine assignments, because our Akashic records are all that we've already lived through, whereas the divine assignment is what we're living now.
So, to the now, we must go. Let's take the time machine to the now. Where's my jingle machine? Jingle machine, work! Time machine!
We're gonna have the most exciting time with technology over the next few years. In fact, we're gonna be going so fast with it that we're gonna have to slow it down. But all of you who are in this work and have had wonderful high experiences, don't forget that you can have more, and you can have them more on a regular basis, and you can flourish, and you can be limitless. You really can, if you continue with the work, with the chakra working, with the connection to the divine, with bringing in the energy every day. It's maintenance. You really have to do it just like you have to drink water and eat. It's so important to understand this. And then you will experience and you will begin to comprehend what your continual lessons are and deepen your connection with the divine. It's beautiful.
I do like the connection with the divine. I don't know about the lessons bit, but you know, lessons is like, oh, I think I'll just sit in class and watch a movie. No, lessons more hands-on, aren't they?
Mentor showed me a picture last week that was absolutely hysterical. It was me and a whole group of wonderful people, the light workers, I imagine they were, watching as the world goes crazy. And it was a game of bumper cars. I'm going to bump you off your path. No, I'm going to bump you off your path. I'm going to get in front of you. I'm going to bump you off your path. I call it the bumper car experience. So every single time you see chaos and scrambling around and confusion, it's just bumper cars, and you're just watching it. It's hysterical. It's a wonderful thought, don't you think?
Yeah, it's kind of like the Bill Hicks, it's just a ride, and it goes up and it goes down, you know?
Well, I like the bumper car effect because they're flat and they're just sliding
it's
off
less,
here and there.
It's less of a breakneck drop 50 feet, you know, and going fast, you know. So yes, it is somehow, you see, because it's a big dichotomy, because people say, oh, well, don't say it's a game. This is all really real. And other people say, well, it's just a game and nothing really matters. But somehow between the two of those perspectives is a reality, don't you think?
Well, I was shown a wonderful plan. It started in 1960 when the Beatles came, and it started with the birth of the Indigo Child. Now, the Indigo Child are our technology people, and they're the ones that can be a little impatient, that can be the me-only world, I'm on the planet, so you have to do it type of thing. You know those kids. And they are now coming into adulthood to really start working their technology. I imagine they're in their 40s. Then you go to the 1970s, and you have 1970s, 1980s, and you have the Rainbow Child. Now, the Rainbow Child brought in the softness, and it brought in awareness, and it brought in compassion, and it brought in the ability to see another person's aura, to see where they're coming from. When you can see where somebody's coming from, you can understand their reactions and actions, and that builds compassion and forgiveness. It also builds something called allowance. You can put somebody in their place if you have to, and we all have to do that at times, but you can do it with a lesson. Give them a lesson about themselves that they have to go home and think about, that's really worth listening to. You know, not a, oh, you stupid jerk type of thing, but do you realize what you're doing, and do you realize how you're making others feel? So that's the Rainbow Children. Now we have, starting in 2010, we have a new one. and it's called The Far-Reaching Children. Their color is an aqua color, and they are here to bring in, to act out, and to live in the higher energies. The Far-Reaching Children. They're the ones that can just look at you and you'll feel this buzz down your spine and you'll be healed. They're very, very powerful kids. Now you have to understand that some of them are only 3 or 4 or 5 years old, but they're really coming into being.
Elizabeth, do these children have particular color eyes that would signify anything like that? Or is it just the frequent, the feeling that you get from them?
It does depend on the, It does depend on their culture, of course, but I know that there's a green hue. I said aqua, a green hue to their eyes that's different. Even if they're darker, they'll still have this hue somehow. The eyes do not get that red that you always see, and they're soft. They do get a little large. The eyes have to expand because the third eye is your point of power. This is in my book, The New Spiritual Chakras. The third eye is your point of power. So your two other eyes are going to like turn in towards the third eye. When the ninth chakra is open, it creates a laser light right through the brain, through the pineal and pituitary, activating both of them and coming out from the center of the third eye. And that is what is giving us this new power. By the way, I have news for you that came out of Canada this week. And this is about the sign of the beast. Have you had people ask you about that, Jay?
We just did a whole show about the Antichrist, the beast, six, because it's, of course, it's 6-6 of the 16th, so... We've been playing O Fortuna and the Tubular Bells. And,
well, I know what the 666 is. It's on the big computer that stores this information. I remember when they built it, they started building it in the 1970s. But what they're going to start doing is putting a barcode across the back of your neck. That will stop the ninth chakra from opening and connecting to the higher energies. First thing it does. Is it takes away your connection to God.
Well, you know, that's really interesting because, do you remember I was talking about Andronicus? That's where they were known as numbers.
Right.
And they were known by a number that was tattooed exactly in that place you were talking about.
It's going to be a barcode.
Yeah, so,
I saw a picture of it. They showed me it in my third eye. Of the back of a man's head with the barcode across it.
So the
and
key.
I went, oh my God! This came from Mentor, who I am explaining to you is a very, very high being. And I don't want to get into any kind of competition thing. I don't mean it that way. I just mean that it's really something to listen to. They also showed me people sitting in the circle of light. Now, the circle of light is explained in my book. It's where you get yourself into this very high energy once you've worked the spiritual chakras, and you're sitting in this energetic force where you can do just about anything with your thoughts, including levitation. That's the next thing that's coming. Telepathic response, you're going to be able to look at a person and know who they are, what their character is, whether they're sarcastic, sweet, or loving, or whatever. You're going to start receiving messages that you should not doubt. Just trust it. Just say, thank you for the information. It doesn't mean you have to act on information when you get information. It means that you're getting information and you're going to need to use it down the road. So some of you people don't get excited when you get information and don't think, oh my God. Just say thank you, make a note of it, write it down, and know that you'll be able to access it when the time is ready.
That's the thing, is it? Is to be able to journal, and keep a connection on what's going on.
And I call it being prepared. We're being prepared. All of us are. And nobody can stop it. This is really happening.
It is happening.
Some people don't think it is, but it really is.
And what do your astrological information talk about the galactic wave? Can you see very, very large scale stellar cycles in your astrology?
Well, I don't see it in astrology. I see it in other ways, but there's always been waves of energy. Ever since I was little, I could see the waves of energy when I was walking down the street, and I never really knew what it was. Everything is ripples. Everything moves like the middle of the ocean. If you were in the middle of the ocean, it's always moving. It's always vibrating, correct?
Yes.
Even when you're in your mother's womb and you're in that protective thing around you, you are vibrating. So everything vibrates. Even space vibrates. And I'm going to tell you something. These galactic beings do not want anything to do with nuclear. That's like kryptonite for Superman. And they're saying that they will never allow a damaging nuclear explosion on this planet because it would ruin the universe. I think that is so interesting. I mean, I know there's other dangerous weapons, but to know that is uplifting for me. Even though we've had accidents like Japan and Russia, they're saying that they won't let it explode off the planet because it would disturb the solar system, it would go into the galaxy, and it would be very destructive.
So, what do you see this week, right now? There's stuff that's going on right now.
Okay.
That is like...
There's two things I see politically, if you want to know that.
Well, politically, yes, but also what's going on in the heavens, you know, there's...
Well, we're having the new moon, and as I said, we are faced with new beginnings and demands that are going to leave people feeling overwhelmed. You're going to have sudden losses of people. You're going to have people changing their minds. You're going to be put in your right place. You're going to be put in your right place. You're going to realize who's your friend and who isn't a friend. But this takes time. This won't be finished until the end of August. So it's an energetic impulse that came in with the new moon and with Mars going retrograde into Scorpio. So it's new beginnings. It's clarity about what is holding you back. That is so important, Jay, because we get into our moods. We get into our ruts, and maybe we want to get out of them, but we don't know how. But now we're going to start to realize how. Do this, don't do this. This works, this doesn't work. Intuitively, you're going to start getting your construction, your reconstruction. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much, Elizabeth. We got a hard break. We'll be back in about 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay.
Please stand by.
This is the people's war. It's our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it.
Right, okay, so now that was the half hour break. Elizabeth.
Yes.
There you are.
I'm right here.
As the snow clears, it's like we're in some sort of blizzard. It's because we got these two stations going on. It's a terrible audio. Anyway, many apologies for that, but there's nothing I can do. I haven't heard from Hawk today, so I'm just having to do it by hand. Laurie and Fenton asked me to cover for her, you see, and this is her show that I'm running.
I always say it's all good.
It's all good. So today on Journeys, from the Journeys perspective, this is Elizabeth Joyce. Now, where were we exactly?
Well, we were talking about what was happening this week, and I was trying to explain to everybody what is happening this week, but I just want you all to know that you need to take this a step at a time. In fact, one of my predictions for down the road in the next 2 years is that three big fast food companies are going out of business. It's going to be Wendy's, it's going to be McDonald's, and it's going to be Burger King. They're going to be gone off the planet because of the way that they're serving food. So you need to remember that we are not McDonald's. We are a human being, and we have to expand, ascend, and understand ourselves to the best of our ability. And we cannot rush things and say, well, I'm doing this now. We have to let it develop. So as we go through week by week, which is why, Jay, I do the astrology weekly on YouTube now. We just have to let ourselves develop and learn that we are going to be able to get where we have to go. Some people know when they're making the changes. A lot of people are in the process of moving, relocating, taking new jobs, going to new areas. A lot of people are still sitting and sucking on their thumb because they're saying, I don't know where I'm supposed to be going, you know? But the thing is, you need to really wait it out. Give it time. Where everybody's got to go at their own pace and at their own time. I hope I'm making myself clear.
Yeah. Now, but I just want to wheel back a bit, Elizabeth, because you spoke something very, very important, and I think it's not to be minimized in any way, is that the relationship that we have with the what is known as livestock, who are other conscious beings, sentient beings like us. I live with them. They're my neighbors. You know, I talk with them. Yeah. They got not much to say, but they're beautiful, peaceful creatures, cattle. And it's not to be forgotten that there is an industrial scale killing going on 24/7, 365. And I call it the death industry.
That's true.
And Wendy's and, McDonald's, no matter what they can, no matter what excuses, they are the death industry. You know, there's the spout that goes
well,
into the lovely ice cream corner.
Part of it too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, basically the death industry is anything that either creates death or deals with dead bodies. You know,
well, we're going to really start getting into very natural things and have our own gardens and learn how to care for ourselves more in that way. And you know, they have wonderful new technology now where you can have almost indoor gardens, although you really want to have the sunlight, but you can do an awful lot for yourself now. It's a lot easier than it used to be. On the mundane area, there's somebody by the name of David Cameron, over in the UK. Who is that?
David Cameron.
He's going to resign.
Oh, thank God for that. He's the British Prime Minister. He looks like a Cabbage Patch doll. Awful character, just completely disconnected from the people.
He's going to be resigning very soon.
Well, can you tell us the nature of what will make him resign? Is it a sex scandal? Is it a money scandal? Or is it
money scandal, but it has something to do with royalty. Now, he could have been inappropriate with one of the not-so-well-known princesses or something. But it probably is an affair.
Well, he's now famous because he was publicized as having relations, let's put it that way, with the head of a pig in one of these posh toff dinners. He's part of this kind of weird club. Like,
well, he's a strange man anyway. His energy is very strange to me.
Yeah, it's very.
And he's pretentious and sneaky.
Yeah.
I do think also that the queen is going to want him to do something and he's going to do something behind her back. So it has to do with royalty in some way. Very soon. It should be by the end of August.
Okay, well, to myself and my English and UK listeners, that couldn't be a day sooner, I think, is the phrase. So, yeah, any other UK news? What's about London? You got anything about London?
Yes, I have London.
I've been thinking about London recently.
Well, London's going to have an attack as well as, not Brussels, but London and Belgium are going to have attacks. It's very strange how that's all working. And they may do something in Mallorca as well. So there is going to be more damage. Although it's not going to be on a larger scale, it's still painful, right, when we have those things happen?
Well, they're doing it to damage our psyche, to make us depressed. That's why they do these
things. Well, they're doing it for diversion, actually. They're doing it for diversion because they want to bring attention to small things. Of course, there's so much hate out there. I don't understand that. There's just so much hate, Jay, and it's very sad. People hate for the sake of hating. And you know why they hate? Because they're angry with themselves, and if they don't hate, they're going to have to face themselves. And that pain is too great for them, so they have to hate and blame somebody else.
So sometime that, And the whole feeling of a lot of what these people do with black magic is what's called kicking the can down the road.
Well, what they
which is exactly like exactly what you just said, to distract even themselves from facing themselves.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about that in terms of what that, how is that is represented in astrology, and how do we get out of that?
It's not represented necessarily in astrology, except for when there's a square or an opposition, they say these are negative times. And when you're in negative times, like a square or an opposition, then you can work with the negative energies in a stronger way. And if you're not careful, you can have a car accident or trip down the stairs or, you know, have an argument with somebody. If you know that you're in that energy and you use the hierarchy and your inner power, you can circumvent it. Like I said before, it can feel like a little bump in the road. But when negative energy is here, of course, you know, the new moon is your polarity of the full moon. The full moon has the negative and the new moon has the positive. So those are also times of the month when things can happen. But these people are consumed. I don't think they ever feel any light. I don't think they ever feel any joy, any compassion, anything else. They're just so, they get a delicious thrill out of seeing somebody else harmed. And it's very hard for me to watch that. Another bumper car experience. But they do. And I will say, I've got to say this to everybody because a lot of people disagree with me, but in essence, what I'm saying is the absolute truth. Nobody, but nobody, but nobody can put a hex on you. No one, without your permission. Without your permission. So if you're weak and you're afraid and you think somebody can harm you, then you're subconsciously giving them permission. But if you do your meditations and you strengthen your auric shield, you can stay out of trouble. And
okay,
that's
this is definitely something to work on. So let's just kind of rewind that a little bit. If you sense, I mean, when you say, if you sense that you have a sense that some people are attacking you and you're under attack and you're in a defensive mode, it means you're already there. It means you're already been in, you know, you're already weak.
It means that something happened to your aura that brought you down. Mm. I wrote a book called Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? And it is my bestseller, and there's all kinds of things in that book that you can do. What I would do is I would get something called Ardas, which is a mantra, or if you have a mantra that's very powerful, play it. And play the music, get that music going so you can heighten your vibration. And then start ordering them to be gone. I'm not afraid of you, I order you to leave now. I call on St. Michael and his legions of angels, and I order you to leave now. And if you have somebody like mentor, or you have a special guide that you know is very helpful and loving to you, ask them to bring in their troops and get rid of this energy. Whether it's invisible or visible, you are in control. You run your destiny. They have to leave when you order them gone. And that's what people don't know. It's called taking your power.
Wow. So, and it's taking, it's like the denouement of the movie when the hero or the heroine has been, heroine has fought to exhaustion and, you know, and both are laying, then there's a turning point, that denouement.
At the turning point, you know, I had that happen in a sense this morning because I was really tired and I almost didn't want to get up. And I said to my guys, please fill me with positive energy so I can get through this day. And I was different in 2 seconds. All of that tiredness left and I was filled with energy. So it just shows you that you can do it. You have to be determined. You have to know that there are times when we all are under attack. There are times when we're tested. There are times when we go through these low times, these low energies. And that is what we have to stand up against. You get out your sword and you cut with your sword. You have an invisible sword. You have an invisible shield. And sometimes you have to cut that energy. And then you have to figure out how you got there. Because it has to do with your subconscious thought system. It's all It's all energetic, every bit of it. Maybe you were discouraged about something. Maybe you were sad about something. Maybe something happened, like you lost your job or you had a change that you didn't really like and you got vulnerable. So recognize it for what it is and don't let something else take you over. Right, Jay?
And I think that recognizing that the point of feeling vulnerable is not a bad place. It's actually a really, really strong place, because when you're vulnerable, it means you can feel everything. And you can taste smells, colors. You can really sense what is going on. I mean, it's a good place to be, except if there's violence going on. And if you find yourself in a place of violence and you're vulnerable, then that's why you've got the feeling of vulnerability, because you've got to get the crap out of there. I mean, it's a sense of like, you know, if your finger hurts, then you pull it away from the stove.
Sure. My teacher taught me something great. When you have fear, when you're sad, when you cry, when you feel loss, you couldn't have loved. And then you know you've loved. Then you know you have cared too much to have that feeling. And that is a gift. That's a gift. So sometimes these things happen just to wake you up. But if you do sense that someone around you is harming you or sending you negative thoughts, then you have to do what Jay says. Exit, stage left. Be the Pink Panther and exit, stage left.
Indeed. So, exuent. And learning to live with our inner senses. And
yes.
To trust, because this is what you were saying before as well. You hear the voice, or you feel the impulse, the impulsion. Oh, I mean, it can be something as simple. I mean, like I got, when I woke up one day, I got the word obsidian in my head.
Oh, obsidian. Oh, obsidian. That's negativity.
I go into town once a month. So it was the day I went into town. So, okay, all right, obsidian. So I walk in the only shop in town that sells crystals and rocks, and I said, mm-hmm. Obsidian to Laura. And she said, I've got only one piece. and it was this thing, and it was like this, it was about the length of a finger, about the size of a finger, made of obsidian, very softly etched. It's for massaging very precisely, like in hand points and in neck points, which is exactly right what I need. So it's,
you know, it's funny. I was taught when I was first starting out and learning about crystals that if you have an obsidian ball and you play a very high, like Richard Schulman, Ascension Harmonics, if you play that and you take the ball with your right hand and you rub it around your stomach in a clockwise position, it will lift all the negativity out of your solar plexus. And that's where we hold it. The solar plexus chakra is the chakra that has to be cleaned out the most. And
can you just run that by again? Because I've got an obsidian ball.
And you lay down on the bed and you play music, because music will lift you up. Like I said, Richard Schulman's Ascension Harmonics or something like that. Uh-huh. And you run that sitting ball around your stomach. You know, I release all negative energy now. I choose to release all negative energy now. Mm-hmm. And call in your angels, call in your guides, and just do that for a little bit. And it will lift out of your solar plexus that dark energy. And you will feel refreshed and relieved very quickly.
Well, there we go. That's why I bought
this
that. That's
why we don't need drugs. We just need to know the tricks. The tricks of the trade of the universe are much better than any drug you could ever take.
We just need to get stones.
That's right.
So, meanwhile, back at Stately Man. Hey, do you remember Batman?
Sure.
Are you a Batman fan? Listen.
Batman and Robin. Batman and Ribbon, we used to call them.
So let's check this.
Meanwhile, at Stately Wayne Manor.
That's right.
Excellent. So meanwhile,
back at the ranch.
We were, and see, I've been looking for that one as well from Bonanza. But it's not from Bonanza. It's a really, really early early thing that comes from silent movies.
Actually, it came from the cartoons.
Which one?
Roadrunner.
Road one.
Duck. Yep.
Can I get? Oh, right. Because that's why, you know, I'm looking for really handy, you know, little memes. These are memes. Things.
Because well, I want to do a few more predictions here.
Please, everybody
has got to be careful of the internet. Do you know what they're doing on Facebook now? They're coming in as your friend. Oh, hi, will you friend me? And they're using your friend's picture. And you're already a friend to the friend. But they're coming in, and they're saying you didn't friend me. So then you do, and then they talk to you. They cannot answer any personal questions. They want you to give them money is what they want. They start telling you, oh, you know what happened with me? I just got $50,000 from the government. And you can too, especially if you take Social Security, and they go into this whole story. But when you ask them about their brother or about how you had a good time the other night, they will not respond. And then they say, but you have to pay us in cash, $500, give me your home address, and we'll send a courier. Do you believe that, Jay? That's what they're doing?
To those things, I mean, these have been doing the rounds forever, these kind of ideas.
It's getting worse.
Scare patterns. They're just like, what, the chain letters. Do you remember chain letters back in the day?
Sure, the chain letters.
And it's the same vibe. It's the same trickster energy.
Send a dollar and you'll get it.
There's another one which comes across Skype sometimes. And I don't know how it propagates because it seems to just come kind of happen. But you'll get a message from somebody and they say, hi, are you near a supermarket? And they'll ask you to buy some iTunes cards for their friend or something.
Oh, jeez.
And basically, you know, iTunes cards are currency. You can redeem them for money. So it's a way of stealing money off of
and
people.
And then they want the number from it, sure.
Yeah. So watch out for that one. And I usually say, go away, robot. That, say that twice, that usually does it.
Oh, I like that, go away, robot.
Yeah, because they are.
I usually ask them how they can be so lying and deceitful. So then they know that I know. But I want to also talk about the weather and some crops. We are having trouble in South America. And you know, we're going to run out of coffee. They're not going to be able to produce the coffee that we're used to. So expect coffee prices to rise. There's something going on with pestilence of coffee. And next year is the 17th year. It's the year of the locusts. It's the year of the bugs. And you're going to find out that the insects are getting larger and more frightening. And I don't know what that's from. It could be that they're becoming immune to the insecticides. So be very careful of the ticks and be very careful outside when you're in the woods or whatever.
But here's the thing, Elizabeth. A lot of the things that you've been talking about, now from your perspective, these things would appear in the mass media and things like that. From where I've been, there's a hidden hand that is kind of, if you like, enhancing all of this. So if there was a tendency for this, they would really kind of ramp up the potential for it to burst out like that. For instance, you're saying, you know, I'm seeing more and more big insects. So I'm thinking GMO, you know, Monsanto releasing.
I said I didn't know why they're getting larger, but they are.
Yeah.
And next year we're going to really notice it. Next year it will be in the media.
Does your intuition say these are real or they've been created as a distraction?
Either or. Mm-hmm. Well, they're created for fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may not be real. They may have come from something else, but I'm going to tell you something. When you see one, you get scared anyway, because they can be harmful. So you do want to...
Yeah, especially these ticks, because, again, Lyme disease is probably a genetic experiment to try and wipe out half of the real humans who don't take the robot. So Elizabeth... Transhumanism is a big thing in the world.
Transhumanism?
Yes, machine to human or human to machine transformation.
That's the technology I told you about earlier, the technology was going to get out of control and that we were going to have to slow it down.
Yeah, so how do we do that? What's the energy that is in the
There's an energy inside
the T squares. There's always a way out of the T square, isn't there?
Yeah, there's an energy inside of you that's going to be activated as you work your chakras. And you will start to get a taste of metal in your mouth, like you're sucking on iron or some kind of metal in your mouth that will warn you that the other is a robot, that it's not real, it's made of metal.
Really?
No, that's interesting. No, intuitively, there's some kind of a nectar thing.
Yeah, that's induced current in your tongue. Because they've got a field.
It's going to warn you. And it's never wrong. Now you're going to say, oh, that's ridiculous. Don't do that. It's never wrong.
So now when you say, how would one generally meet such a being? Let's call them a being. Maybe it's a unit.
They might meet them at a bank. They might meet them when they're doing some kind of a project, although if they're marked, I don't know if you watch that show that says that there's a machine that watches everything. But anyway, if they want to get you, they will. They'll come after you. But most of us are just unimportant. Most of us just walk around unimportant. But if there's something that you've been doing, one place that you can meet them is in a meditation group, because they'll infiltrate those meditation groups as much as anything else. So be careful of new people, be careful of who you meet. The theater is another place, they're telling me, and on airplanes.
Okay, Elizabeth, if you can stand by for more adverts, and we'll have to deal with two loads of adverts. We'll muck through it. Anyway, see you in a few minutes. Stand by. We love you all. Technical thing, and yes, welcome back to Studio B. If you've experienced a long period of silence, many apologies. Trying to sync two stations, blind or deaf, with several other stations to run at the same time, is a little tricky, if you don't mind. So there we go. Meanwhile, this is Journeys with JP, and it's the 6th of the 6th, 2016, and the Devils doesn't seem to have jumped on the high street so far. What about alien invasions? Do you get any stuff about that?
No, not really.
Okay. So in terms of like, the main things that affect people in their daily lives are, how the dollar's doing, how much you can buy, how much is your gasoline and things like that. There's a potential that everything might go awry, in terms of how we might trade.
I think that's coming in 2017.
So this is next year.
Yep.
So where are the but you know, things don't happen straight away. They happen as a result of one crack somewhere.
There's a saying in astrology, and it goes like this: the energy happens before the action. So the energy has to come in first. Remember I said that when we have a negative day, that all that negative energy is present and you can do more harm? So the energy needs to come in before the action can perform. And it's so true that in sports, one can predict either the Kentucky Derby or baseball, who's going to win the World Series, when they start the season. As soon as the 20 horses are announced for the Kentucky Derby, the winner is in the energy. So the energy happens before the action. As soon as the baseball teams, the National and American Leagues get together and form in April, the winner of the World Series is determined from the energy. And it usually doesn't change. That's fascinating.
That is fascinating. The way that things begin and manifest as they began.
And they take time. That's what I just said.
And it takes time to come from thought to manifest to physical.
That's why when you give a prediction, we're going to be giving predictions tonight.
Yeah.
Don't hang on to, she said April. I don't care if it happened in July. She said April. You can't do that, especially if you're giving many predictions. The fact that you get a truth within 6-month range is absolutely amazing. Don't you think, Jay?
Well, you know, people moan about, oh, it was the 27th and it was the 25th. You know, what the hell? it happened.
My question back is, well, what did you do to help make it happen? Maybe you fought your own energy.
Exactly.
And they do not understand that.
Exactly, because you can get in your own way.
Right.
Even with your thoughts of doubt. Now, and this is the thing that that keeps people locked in. Because they may witness a miracle and then immediately begin to doubt it. And then the miracle doesn't happen anymore. And so they've killed the miracle with their doubt.
It's true. You have to accept it. There's too many levels. It's like somebody that wants to get engaged and doesn't understand why the other person doesn't ask them to marry them. They have to wait until the time is right. Now, there are some where one partner says, well, I'll never marry, and they're not being honest about it. And then that's when you have to get the energy of, can you accept the relationship the way it is now, or would you rather go on to other people? But you can't make it happen. Some people, there's so much money made with people saying, will you cast a spell on so-and-so and make him leave his wife and marry me? What a horrible thing to do.
Yeah, that's wrong on too many levels.
Well, number one, you can't do it. You can't do it. And number two, if you do it, you are doomed. You are doomed. Your relationship won't work either. I mean, it's really, really negative stuff that comes out of things like that. And yet these people that cast spells make an awful lot of money.
Yeah, and bad news earns. Anyway, so now we were talking about doing some call-ins and taking some call-ins. So
I would
like to invite people. You can use studio. Oh, what the heck? I mean, probably Studio A, Studio B, Wolf Spirit Radio, Freedom Screen, Freedom Screen 2. I am the nexus point of all of these stations right now. You know, you can call my personal Skype. You can call 0141-356-4141 in UK. You can call 775-773-3431 in the United States and Canada and Mexico. Elsewhere, you know, just use telepathy. We'll get there. So first of all, to kick off. Now, what you need is birth date and place, correct? What's the protocol?
Birth date, first name, and where they're calling from. We wanted to know that for our demographic records.
Okay, so 18th of March, 1961, Jeremy.
You have somebody?
I was born in London. Yeah, me.
Oh. So when were you born?
18th March, 1961.
Uh-huh. What's your question?
Do I have to have a question?
A focused question.
A focused question. Oh, I haven't got a focused question yet. Put that one on the back burner then. Just in case I think of a question. And our first contestant is, let's see if she'll answer the call. Because she did say she'd like to talk to you is Jessica Morocco, who as I said, rightly predicted, but she may be away from the screen at the moment, so we'll bring her in later, I think. Here we go. We also have he's having a crystal healing. I see. That's great. This is Rob from New Mexico. Ah, there you are, Rob. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, JP. I'm doing great.
Come closer.
I'm doing great, JP. Good afternoon. It's nice to hear some old souls talking on the radio tonight. This is great.
You're on with Elizabeth Joyce. So, first of all, you need a focus question, right? If you've got focus questions, you can do your thing. Yeah, see, well, there you go. You
when's your birthday, Rob?
My birthday's October 5th.
What year?
67.
Well?
What's your question?
My question? I've got many questions.
Yeah, one focused question, I said.
The most important one.
What's the biggest question? That if you died tomorrow, you would, you'll think, oh my God, I didn't know that.
Ooh.
Someone's got a gun against your head. What's the big question?
I didn't put death in the picture, but,
Oh, Rob.
I've got a job offer in New York, and it's gonna pay me $250,000, and they want me to be another person than who I really am. Should I go and take the money and give a false name and project myself to the world as not who I really am? Is that a good decision for me or not?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
You have a good year coming next year, Rob.
Okay.
And you do not want to do anything false, because next year is the year of truth.
Thank you.
Always have to be who you are. And I think that going to New York would really harm you physically and mentally. So
okay.
I urge you to just stay and be who you are, and something else will come. It might come from, Texas or California for some reason.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, it's a strong energy, and the reason I asked the question is I would have to make a compromise, and, you know, to receive the money, it's a nice money, but I don't feel like I should compromise who I truly am.
Please don't.
Because I don't want to ever tell a lie to the world.
Always go with your gut reaction. You're never wrong, Rob. And thank you for pulling in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks very
much,
Rob.
Thank you, JP.
Bless you, mate.
Blessings.
So thanks very much, Elizabeth. So, I have a question. Is that now you know my details? Should I accept the offer myself?
For the one in New York?
No, I don't have a.
You do have something coming, Jay. You do, yeah. And it's coming. You're going to really start to know it by the end of June. And I do think you have a big change coming August to October. And I feel you're on a new road, and it's going to be wonderful. So things are opening for you.
I need to get new shoes, don't I?
I would think.
Because I've got a lot of walking. A lot walking further to do.
But I also think that you should stay where you are, house-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Or keep that house.
It's
if
a
you
good
do
base.
Have to live elsewhere.
It's a good base. It's very cheap.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You're very safe.
Mm-hmm.
So that came in real strong.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's 18-inch thick stone walls. a micro castle. It's really cute. So, deep water swimmer. You can come in. Anybody actually come in and speak to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you mean, Emma?
Well, I want to share something.
Please.
I've had a lot of questions since I did Coast to Coast in April, and I will tell you that this one girl, Kathy, came in and she wanted a healing, which of course you know I do healings as well. And I use the higher energies. And they told her that she had immaculate conception, immaculate whatever it is in the eye, degeneration. And, so she wrote me, and I had her do a little mantra, and I worked with the energies with her, and her sight came back in 2 days.
Macular degeneration. What was 100%. The point? What was the point of departure? Did you get that?
Pardon?
The cause of the degeneration.
Was there a psychic
cause?
There was an emotional cause, yes. And it was the right eye, which has to do with male creative force. The right side is the male creative force, and the left side is the female. So it was the right eye, and we did do a little, we did present life regression work as well as we did her karma, and it lifted. It was amazing. I'm glad you brought that up.
Excellent. Now, we got a little party. So if anybody's listening to this, can you please mute your mic if you're not speaking to Elizabeth or myself, please? Thank you. And so now, let us start with Sunny. Could you give Elizabeth your date of birth? And your focused question, please. How are you doing, my friend?
Very well, thanks. So my date of birth is 3rd of January 1988.
January 3rd?
January the 3rd, yes.
Yes.
What year?
88.
1988.
Okay, and what is your question, Sonny? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the UK.
Okay.
I have a potential job offer this month.
I cannot hear you.
Come closer, Mike.
I have a potential job offer this month with British Airways. My question is, will I get it?
I think you will. I think that you're in contention with somebody else. I think they're thinking about two different people. Are you a pilot?
No.
So this is going to be ground services?
Cabin crew.
Yeah, okay, that cabin crew, ground services. Anyway, I do think there's another one that they're thinking about, but I do think you will get it. And I think you're going to be very surprised and very pleased. And you should hear by the 25th of the month. So good luck to you, Sonny.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Sonny. God bless you, my friend. Speak to you soon. So, coming up next from Arizona, Mr. Keith Roberts, your birth date and your question, please, sir.
Well, okay, I have a...
My name.
Okay, so my question is a very general question. I think you addressed this a little bit. There's been a lot of...
No general question. What is your name and birthday, please?
Keith.
Hi, Keith.
My birthday is 3/21/59.
Okay, my little Arabic friend.
Yeah. And my question is the economics, you know, will my economics improve in the coming year or two?
Not a lot. It's up and down. You're going to have pockets of doing well and then have it down again. Do you work with finances, Keith?
No. I'm kind of an engineer, handyman, Motorola electronics tech.
Okay, but you have to be careful because I see you... I see you changing the way that you earn money, and so you have to be careful of your spending. That's the most important thing for you to hear right now.
I'm also an artist and have many mediums that work
with. Start to build up your funds and be cautious. The artwork is a great hobby and you can earn from that. But for the next year, your money's gonna come and go. It can come in chunks, and then you'll have a dry spell for a while. So that could be meaning that there could be some layoffs, temporary layoffs. Some companies do that. Just be careful. And who is Claire?
There's someone I know named Lyra, but I don't know any Claire.
Well, watch for the name Claire and be careful around that person.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith. And I'll keep in touch, mate. Bless your heart.
You bet.
Bye for now. Okay. So, thank you very much for being quiet on the phone, everybody. I'm trying to get you in the right order, but I'll get them wrong. Let's start with area code 623. Your name, your date of birth, and your focused question, please.
Yes. My name is Joel. And my birthday is 3/13/42. And my focus question is, should I remain in the place that I am in Phoenix? And what will be the economic situation around October?
Oh, October's a hell of a month. Are you in Phoenix, Joe, in that area?
I'm in Sun City. It's just right outside.
Okay, so you're in that area of Arizona. We're going to go through a really, really difficult time in October. The entire world is. For me to answer that question, Joel, will take some caution because I'm working on the other side of having whatever's coming not come, if that makes sense to you. But that's when they're going to go for the throat and they're going to really try to change the money system. And it's just before the election, so it's going to affect everybody. So you're really sharp to ask that question. I think you're going to have a job change. I think it's positive. But, yes, you are to stay put because you're comfortable there, you have friends there, and you'll be protected.
Okay, that's, you answered my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Now, Judy, pipe up, my darling, and your question, your date of birth, your location, and your focus question. Your name. This is Judy.
Date of birth is 10/30/55, and I'm a little bit north of Seattle, Washington.
Oh, good.
My question is, I've been having what I think are prophecies, you know, flips of vision into the future, and my sense is that, okay, let me back up a little bit. I have my oldest daughter, her husband and son live in D.C., Washington, D.C., and I keep having the feeling that this, something's going to happen this winter that is just going to bring them back here, but like next spring.
That could be true.
That it's economic and also some act of warfare. Am I sensing these things right?
We're not going to have it that soon, and it's hard to say. I will tell you that I do think we're going to have all kinds of demonstrations and anger next year, but I feel it's going to start around April. And when is your daughter's birthday, Judy?
She's July 23rd, 1980.
Okay.
And I also have to ask you a question about the aqua souls coming in, because
I
think of that one.
Good.
No?
One question.
Oh,
let's
finish
working on your daughter.
Yeah, we have lots of people waiting, please.
It's very difficult when you interrupt me and I'm about to answer a question with something else. So your daughter is going to have two different opportunities before January that are very positive. So she could move and then move again. If she comes back your direction, it won't be near your home, but it'll be in the general area.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much, Judy. God bless you.
Bye.
Bye now.
Jay, just let me say that I do have a website. It's www.new-visions.com. And if you want to follow up with what we're discussing tonight, my 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986.
Marvelous. Thank you. So that's new-visions, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. new-visions.com. Great. And also, people who didn't get that, if you come to my website, look at the Elizabeth Joyce, post, and there's a link back to her website and a link to the, there will be a link to the archive of this show, coming up. So, excellent. We've got loads of callers. Now somebody in Nevada's got a dog. Let's deal with them first, otherwise, because he's snuffling around and barking. So, greetings, Nevada. Please, your name, your focus question, and your date of birth, please. Thank you.
Okay, Charles. I'm in Virginia City, Nevada. My birthday is 4/15/42. And my question is, I'm about to move in with my granddaughter and great-granddaughter and, hopefully help them out. But do you think that's a good idea? Thank you.
Well, I know it's very difficult for you not to. I would rather see you be independent. However, if you feel that there's enough space, I see a problem with space. Is that true, Charles?
It could be, yes.
I'm not sure whether you're doing that would be helpful. So why don't you just go and stay there for 2 weeks before you make a decision and see how you feel. And then all of you do a family decision after that.
Okay.
Let's get used to you first before you do the final move if you can.
Right. Well, I feel like it's the right thing, mainly because it will help them out financially and stuff.
Well, I know that's what you want to do, but I really suggest that you try it out first. And she has a husband?
She has a boyfriend.
Okay. That might be a problem for you. Mm-hmm. So go find out first. Give it a couple of weeks and then make that decision.
All
That's
right.
what you're being told to do. And good luck to you. Don't worry. You're gonna be okay. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless your heart. Take heart, Charles. Thank you very much for calling. Okay. So now, we got a couple of calls. People are calling and I'm not able to pick those calls up for some reason. I don't know how they're coming in. But let's keep going. Let's motor on. We've got more. We have, error code 816 next. Hello. Who's that? Where you're at? And when were you born? 816.
This is Mark and I'm in Lee Summit, Missouri. Hello.
Hi.
And my birth date's 2/11/59. And my focus question is, when will I be able to make contact with my spirit guides?
Well, now, Mark, let me ask you a question. What's your meditation practice?
Not very much.
Well, then you're not going to ever be able to make contact with your spirit guides until you start to meditate. I totally believe that. And this is a daily thing. What you really can do is start working your chakras on a daily basis. I have made a wonderful cassette called The Chakras in Your Body. I made it in 1993. It was a really miracle. But I feel it's the best work I've ever done. If you download that from my website and you listen to it every day for about 4 months, that's when you could have the contact. But this is on a daily basis because guides aren't going to bother to come in if you're lackadaisical. They're just not.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm on your website now. We're under what menu?
I don't know because we're redoing it.
Okay.
Spiritual products. It would be spiritual products, guided meditations.
Okay.
All right? If you have a problem, you can send me an email, Mark.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark. Okay, moving swiftly on. We got scads of callers. Error code 816. Who's that, my friend? 816, you can unmute your mic now. There you are.
That was me already.
Hello already. Have you been on?
Yes.
Oh, damn. Did I just remove the wrong person? Okay, you have to call back. Ray Rowe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I say good afternoon. I know that Ray is actually living in London and right now it's 12:30, so. But it's after the afternoon in the.
Well, when is your birthday, Ray?
10th of January. 58.
What's your question?
Am I going to remain in this house or am I going to move on? Thank you.
Alright, now you can keep going now.
Okay. Ray, I wanted to make sure you can hear me.
In about 5 minutes' time. So there'll be a little disturbance in about 5 minutes, but keep going.
You're going to have to make that decision sometime at the end of August or in September. And I do think that you feel like you're going to move on. I see something holding you there. What's holding you there, Ray?
Probably lack of finance.
Pardon?
Lack of money.
Oh, well, no. I do think that you are going to move on. But, you know, you've got to exert yourself, too. And there's more than one way to earn money, so get out there and earn a little bit extra, and you will. And there's a decision that you have to make at the end of August or September sometime, and that's going to tell. And I do think that you'll probably choose to go to a different location, but I think you'll stay in England.
Okay.
Okay? So good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. God bless you. Okay, area code 908. Let's try that one.
Hello, this is Deanna from New Jersey.
And from where?
I like to say New Jersey. New Jersey.
New Jersey, that's my home state, Deanna.
That's where I recognized the 201, but I didn't want to give it as a question because I'd be like, no. That's not
when is your birthday?
September 12th, 1958.
January 12th?
September.
September 12th, 1958.
Yes.
What's your question?
Well, I would like a magical mantra, and I will preface it with this information.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
She'd like a magical mantra from you.
Because I haven't been able to physically work at a, you know, regular, real job. I'm extremely creative in certain realms.
And Diana, do you have my email?
Would somebody put it in the chat room so that when I get back to
the email
chat room,
is Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net.
I have nothing to write it down because I have to be... I'm in a room where I have to be quiet so the household doesn't say, are you talking to me?
I want to send you something.
Okay.
I want to send you RDOS, which is Prayer Beyond Prayer, which is what I send to everyone, and I think it will clear you. Also, I do suggest that you call me when you can, and we'll do a reading. You know the website, right? New-Visions.
Would somebody drop that in the chat room, please, so that when I come back in a few moments...
I put Elizabeth's email into the chat room there, so you can pick it up there from the Wolf Spirit Radio chat room.
And you're very lucky, Deanna, because the Holy Mother is coming to New York July 2nd and 3rd, and I suggest you get in and see her. She's going to be at the Javits Center at 40th and 11th.
Well, get in to see her. I'll use my face to get there because right now I have no other means.
Even if you have to ride a bicycle. You get in to see her. I'll be there.
Okie dokie. And next caller then. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, Wild Feather. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hello?
I'm doing well. My birthday is 9-3-62, September 3rd, 62. My focus question is, will I ever have a life partner?
Will you ever have a life partner? You've had one that broke your heart a while ago?
Yep.
Yep. And so I want you to work on two things, Wild Feather. I want you to work on opening your heart to sharing because you really got closed down with that negative energy. And I want you to start saying over and over again, I am open to a new and balanced loving partnership. I am open to a new, balanced, and loving partnership. Yes, I think that you'll meet somebody before the end of August, as a matter of fact, but I really want you to start saying that. You may not recognize it as such. Okay? Try not to be afraid. Remember that when you work with and around God, that when somebody comes and wants to get to know you, you have called them in with your energy. So give it a chance, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, thank you very much. Area code 905, please step forward into the limelight.
Hi there, it's Antonino from Ontario, Canada. Birthday 30th, 08, 1959.
I didn't get the birthday.
August
30th, 59. Sounds like a song somewhere in Oklahoma.
And what can I do for you, Hans?
My question is on finance. I'm just going through a little tough time right now.
Yeah, we all are. Okay. So the question that I'm hearing for you is, what are you doing to stop your good? Is there a fear going on? Is there resentment going on? Are you hating your job? What are you doing to stop your good? And there's something that they want me to tell you. Do you have a pencil?
Yes.
Okay, this is how it goes. Money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good. Now, this is a mantra from the World Council of Prayer in New York City. It goes like this. Money comes to me and flows through me and back out to do the good. You have done a little bit of overspending in the past, and you really have to cut back. I know you don't like it, but that's what the lesson is. As soon as you can accept that you've done that, your money will change and become positive. Watch end of September, beginning of October, and see your money change in a positive manner.
That's great news.
Good.
And
good.
Figure out what you can do on the side. You have a hobby or something that can bring in money. You do. Oh. You can.
Oh, I have four businesses, so I have lots of hobbies.
All right. That's my guy. Please keep me posted, and thank you for calling.
I will call you for a reading. Thank you for your time. Have a blessed day, guys.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so Alexander Carl Wolf P. Dot Diddy. So, yeah. So, what's up, man?
Hello.
Hello.
Are you hearing me?
Yes. When is your birthday?
So, I was born the 30th of July, 1986.
And what is your question?
Well, I had a lot of difficulty with my health for the past few years, so I would be curious to know if how's my health going to be in the near future? If it's going to get a little better, or...
Well, you have to... Alex, what are you doing to lower your stress levels? You're such a worrier. And yeah. That's number one, and that's really hurting you. I'm not kidding. You also have somebody around you that you allow to get on your nerves. And that doesn't make it easy either. So let's work on those two things.
Mm-hmm.
You need to just relax and take some deep breaths. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe, it's only change. And you will find that if you stop running that negative stuff that you're doing, that you'll start to heal.
Yeah,
all is well in my world. I am safe, it's only change. Okay?
Okay.
Start your meditation practice and don't wait.
Yeah.
Good luck to you. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much. So, there's a lull.
A lull before the storm, huh?
Wow. Yeah, there's usually the, I forgot to call in, and now I'm going to call in at 5 minutes to the end of the show. What a good idea. Anyway, because, you know, some people don't.
Sure.
Chris, call in, right? Don't think about it. Don't think. You just have to call in. Otherwise, I'm going to, actually, I'm going to ask you the question, and Chris can ask her a personal question. Will Elizabeth please repeat the event about the Holy Mother, and who is she?
Oh, the Holy Mother is Amarita Nandamayi, and she's from India. She lives in South India. She has fabulous charities, and she comes across the United States every year. In fact, somebody called in from Seattle, and I wanted to tell them to get to see her, too, because she'll be in Seattle first. She'll be in Seattle. She'll be in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Albuquerque, Texas, Chicago, New York, Boston, and Toronto, and Washington, D.C. And she is a person that carries a very high energy. So when you know how if you walked into a freezer, you'd feel it? Well, if you walk into the room where Mother is, it's warm and it's vibrating. You can feel the heartbeat of the room. And everything is love, and everybody goes up to get a hug. She's known as the Hugging Saint, and her charities, as I said, are incredible. She has an 800-bed hospital in India that's free, and the doctors come from around the world every 2 weeks to do shifts so that they can work the hospital. She has a wonderful scientific research college where they're trying to really get a hold of some of these vaccines and diseases. She hates Monsanto. I'm thrilled about that. And she's just a saint. She's a fully realized saint, and they are rare and far between. She does have a website, and that is AMMA, AMMA.org. Go read about her.
I've actually come across AMMA. I've got quite a few of my good friends who are you don't call them devotees. They're, you know, they go to the satsangs and, one of the first, internet jobs I had was to connect, a woman with her class up with the Amachi. They were one of the first groups to do internet broadcast. This
yes,
is back
they
in,
were. They were.
07,
I've been 28 08. Years. 28 yeah. years.
And, you know, most of the people I know who are amateur people, just gorgeous. Just gorgeous. They're just, they're people that you want to go up and hug.
I know. Yeah. And she's a special day.
So I see her energy and it's a lovely energy. I never met her myself, but, the effect of it. Oh, so much for 701. Anyway, let's get on. Eric,
well, you know what? She'll be in England. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She'll be Erica. In the fall.
941, please step forward.
Hi, this is Kim. My birthday is 12/31/47.
I'm
in Florida. My question is, am I safe here?
Whereabouts in Florida?
Brandon.
Brandon's down by Naples?
No, Brandon is next to Tampa.
Get out of Tampa. Everybody that lives in Tampa, get out of Tampa.
Go north?
Yes. I don't like Tampa because of the vibration of Tampa. It's the drug cartels, Tampa, San Diego, and another town, I guess. I think it's Houston, are the centers for the drug cartel. So I think that it's going to get more and more dangerous. And I tell everybody the same thing, so you're not the only one. It would be great if you could go to South Carolina, North Carolina, or something different. The shoreline is going to come in 5 miles within the next 2 years, and it's already started. Right?
Okay, yes.
So you called and asked me, and that's my answer.
All right, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks
good luck.
Very much, Diane. And error code 802, please step up. It's time.
Hi, JP. Thanks for having me. Hi, Elizabeth. This is Kip in Vermont, and my birthday
is
January.
Oh, where in Vermont?
Moncton, a little south of Burlington, Vermont.
Okay. Because I went to college in Vermont, and I also lived in Vermont. What's your birthday?
Oh, that's great. Hi, yeah, I'm not a first-time caller. It's January 29, 1973, in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
You were born in Ridgewood, New Jersey?
Yep, Valley.
So was I.
Death Valley.
So was I. What's your first name?
Kip, K-I-P.
Chip?
Yep, Kip, K-I-P.
What can I do for you?
Oh, is my moving flooring and painting project going to go well with the guy I'm working with? And will
you
I
gonna
continue?
Have, oh, no, I don't know about the guy you're working with, but you are going to have a fabulous year, and your year begins really to get strong as you end September, go into October. And your business will do well. You're going to be very, very, very surprised at how it turns around. I don't know about the person that you're with. You're going to have some other people come in as well.
Great. Do you see me looking for land in Vermont if I go to sell my home or maybe venturing out to Maine?
Well, you know what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you to go to Maine. My grandmother was a maniac. And I don't like Vermont personally, but psychically, I have to tell you that I think that you're going to expand and you'll have your own choice of where you want to be. Maine is fabulous. Maine is going to be the most popular state in our country within 3 years.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Maine is real. Maine, Upper New York State, and Vermont, New Hampshire, all in that area, Lake Champlain along the St. Lawrence River, is going to become so populated. Everybody's going to be coming up because of the weather changes and the need for natural. You'll find a lot of natural in Vermont and New Hampshire and Maine.
Do you have an elevation warning for people living near coast of Maine, like 1,000-foot elevation?
Well, it should be at least that. Don't be near the shoreline. I don't know if Maine is affected as much as the lower part. California, Florida, Georgia, California, you know, the New Orleans, Houston, and Galveston, they're going to be gone. So is the lower part of Japan. They're going to be gone. We're going to have the shift. I think the shift is going to really start next year. Everything is melting so quickly. The sea is rising. And if you go to any of the websites that have the scientific knowledge. They will tell you that. And I see a huge movement after August of 2017.
I'll ring off. Thank you, Elizabeth. Jersey strong.
Yeah, that's right.
Jersey strong. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Someone's called Promi Texas. Not connecting for some reason. I don't know why. You may have a Skype issue, or try a different way. Try using the phone. Anyhow, area code. Right, hang on. Wow, everybody's here. Yes. Area code 701. Step forward, please.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name? When were you born?
Patrick.
And what's your question?
Patrick Anderson, October 10th, 1974.
Patrick!
What's your question, Patrick?
What can I do for you?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for the show. Overall, everything in my life feels great. I feel so connected to everything. My question is simply if you have any suggestions that I can keep on feeling great and going down this path.
Patrick, get down on your knees and thank God every single night because you are blessed and you are about to have one of the best years you've ever had in your life. And I'm going to tell you that only happens once every 12 years. So if you go back 12 years and see what happened, I think that was around 06, you might have wasted your gift, not this time. This time, whatever you want to manifest will come into being. Just make sure you get clear of what it is that you want.
Thank you.
Very welcome. Keep in touch.
Thanks very much, Patrick.
Thank you.
Ciao. So, next up, Lisa, how are you doing, my dear?
Hi, JP, how are you tonight?
I'm well. How about you? Do you want to give your name? Well, it's Lisa. It's your date of birth, your location, and your question.
My date of birth is March 8, 1956, and I am south of Kansas City.
Kansas City.
My
husband.
I got my baby home.
What can I
yes,
do for you, Lisa?
I was wondering if I'm curious about my health and if the apartment that I'm living in is a detriment to my health, and also what things I can do to get in better health.
Well, you know that we're going to have a long conversation on that at some point. Maybe you'll do a reading. I'm scanning you now, and I do see that you have some minor things going on. I don't see anything major at this point. I don't like the ventilation system in your apartment. Do you agree with me?
I don't know much about it, but, I don't know if it's good or bad.
Well, I just got that. But I do feel that you're comfortable there. Have you been there a while?
About 3 years.
Okay. A change is coming for you. You're going to have to make a decision, and it's coming within the next 3 months. I think it has to do with your job, and I know you'll make the right decision. So, you know, you're in the apartment, you're in Kansas, and that's all fine, and it doesn't mean you can't be in Washington or in Oregon or in Idaho. Elsewhere too. So do what's right for you when it comes to your job and keep up your interest and move on if you think you need to and if you think you should.
Well, I don't have a job, Elizabeth.
Are you going to be getting one?
No, ma'am.
So you're doing something philanthropic?
I'm sorry?
I said you're doing something to help others.
I try to help others when I can. I'm just pretty much retired, so.
Okay, something's coming along that's going to pique your interest, and sometimes it can just be helping out at a soup kitchen.
That would be fun. I would enjoy that.
Something's coming that's going to pique your interest, and you are going to have to make a choice. Maybe through doing something with the community, you will find and meet new people and then relocate, because I do feel that will happen. I think it's going to be more towards the end of the year.
When they
did you say relocate?
Yeah.
Who would relocate by the end of the year?
Lisa, move on. When they say follow your heart, it means the things that you love doing. Like you say, I'd love to do that. Go for it. That feeling. Chase that feeling. That's the feeling.
I see.
If you keep feeling that feeling, I'd love to help people in a soup kitchen. What a wonderful thought. Hold that thought. Thank you so much. We got to go. Jessica, please, we've got a few minutes left, and there's another caller, but I do want to bring Jessica in, because I did mention you earlier, and we talked about the network. So over to you, my dear.
Hi, how are you? Hello.
Hi, Jessica. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's been quite a while, and recently on my show, I had you had a prediction that you brought up, and I believe that JP brought that up earlier, and we ran it on the show to listen related to the network that that you predicted that we would have.
Well, there you go. Thank you.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
January 7th.
What year?
64.
And what's your question?
Well, what do you predict further on with me and JP?
I want a focus question, please.
Let's see. Does JP and I, should we bring this story to the movies or to television?
Not until you get a professional to know and learn how to present it. You need to have something called a treatment. Do you know what a treatment is?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. So you need to have a treatment and see how that goes. I do feel that you might feel a little discouraged at first, but when you get into the fall months, there'll be somebody that will have an interest. What's the name of it?
The Andronicus Transmissions.
Oh, right. Yes, there will be an interest in it. You're going to make it more of a mystery unveiling type of a story?
Mm-hmm.
Good, good. Keep that up. And I think that once you have somebody look at a treatment, they're going to want to do a screenplay. So you might get your wish with both of them. That takes time.
Yeah, it does take a little while, but, you know,
you
just
won't,
having...
You won't see real results until 2019, so you need these 2 years to do the planning and the background.
Okay.
That's great. That's great.
Keep at it, you guys.
Thank you.
You know, we'll bring you back in every so often. I'll show you, look, there it is. there's bits of it sort of pulling together.
Oh,
well done,
great.
You know. Yep. So here's the thing. We've got this, it's a building body of a kind of living, it's like being able to communicate with the gods as they were before everything went terrible.
Okay, so let me go to what I know. I wrote the book, and this is going to help you, and you really should adapt the book in your practice. It's called Opening to the Spiritual Chakras. Jessica, do you have my book?
I think I have that one. Yeah, it was a very interesting.
You really have to look at it, because once you start working those spiritual chakras, and that's my gift to the world. It's going to help everybody achieve everything that they want to do. Once you start opening those spiritual chakras and getting into that higher vibration, what you're going to do is just vacuum in all the people that are going to be helpful to you. And Jessica, you're going to get a little bit better known, and I see you participating in some kind of an event in one of the larger cities where you meet some of the people like Louise Hay or Deepak Chopra or somebody that's very well known, and they're going to be helpful to you as well. And that's going to be in April, May of next year.
Well, interesting to know, I've met Sanjeev Chopra, and I am friends with him now.
Oh, they're great people. You know,
he lives right near me. He's a beautiful person, and that's something like that,
right?
Is actually in the working. It's his brother. It's his Deepak's older brother.
The brother, the mother runs the literary thing of Massachusetts. That's right.
No, he's over the medical Harvard medical program over there. Yeah.
No, I said his wife runs the.
Okay.
But that's great. I think that it's just starting to open and unfold. It's going to be a 2 year process. Just know that it does take time. And it's going to be neat. You have a lot to offer and a lot to give. And it's based on truth and it's based on oneness. So that's great. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
Very much.
Keep up your talent.
Okay.
Excellent.
You also.
It wasn't true, I tell you that. You know that, Jessica.
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah.
I'm known for saying what the truth is. I don't tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah, that's the first great personality.
Really, you guys are doing great, and I consider you good friends, and I'm very, very pleased to be able to tell you that you will be successful.
Thank you. I think we feel that way right now. We're just happy to do what we're doing and
good.
Enjoy the people that are joining us as well. So
yeah, it feels like the ride is, you know, it's like we're out of the creek and we're more into the wider waters where it's much
doesn't
more
doesn't it feel like we're all working together though in oneness? Doesn't it feel that way? You know,
and we're all, and there's so much cross fertilization, and it's that's getting true. To the point when it's like one being speaking through many people.
Right.
This is it's a phenomenon that I noticed at Findhorn when I first moved here about 18 years ago, is that people would say to me, oh, that's about the fourth time somebody said that something like that to me. There must be a reason. You know, it's like nobody's listening, you know. But it's like this continuity.
Okay, Jessica, my turn.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Tell me what you feel about my new radio show that I'm starting.
I'm seeing this beautiful, vibrant blue energy. You've brought in some new energy since the last time I've talked to you.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that has to do with some of the other chakras that you're activating.
Yes.
There's guardians, blue-robed guardians. Just it's definitely like the angelic realm is starting to come around, and they've had so much work for you to do that they had to spread you out and generally work with things, and it's going to be more refined to what you had always asked to be.
Well, that's good, because I got flattened out like a pancake.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. It looked like you were trying to just, you know, reach out to all different types of people all at once. But
I went through a real difficult time between 2010 and 2012. I think a lot of people did, because we were all being realigned and reacclimated. I bet Jason, too.
Yes, listen, we've run out of time. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Thank you so much,
thank
Jessica.
You both.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Hey, you'll be working with Louise, too.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Take care. Thank you. Bye. Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.